they're going to be A, a chazara of some of the more familiar matters, and B, a chazara in the other sense. When the rabbis do chazara, so we used to quip, not chazara review, chazara changing his mind. The Rav would never be bound, like he said the week before, the month before. That was his greatness. And that's how the Talmidim would kibitz. The Rav's chazara was a chazara. He would give a different shittas. But I'm very far from the Rav. But I did see some new things which I didn't know about before. So it'll be a part of the chazara review, a part of the chazara changing some of the things we had said before. If the Maram Makomas and this section do not quote any Gemaras, it's not because we're not based on Gemaras, it's because we already saw the Gemaras and we saw the Tosfos in Arichas Gedola last time around. But great Arichas. So I'm going to give you a basic review of what we spoke about last time. And maybe if Binyamin will help me put things on the screen, we'll go back to basics. The basic is a Tosfos Rabosai in Shabbos Membeis and Midbeis. You may even have it. You gave out some Xeroxes a long time. This may have been one of them. If you have a Gilles Sefer, it's good enough. It'll be fast to go this way. Because Craig quotes a lot of it. We'll skip a step and see it in a much more recent Sefer. But the sources go back to the Tosfos from Masechta Shabbos. He probably quotes it over here. Thank you. Let's see what we're holding. It should be somewhere. Oh, let's go. Beautiful way. It'll just save some time.
Not on the board. No, it's just
we want instant gratification. When's it taking a second? What kind of business is this? Tell me when. No, it's okay. How's that? We have magic over here. Baruch Hashem. Let's read together. It should remind you of the things which we spend a lot of time back in Sadi Aleph, and there'll be a brief chazar. Habishul she'osra Torah b'Shabbos. Hayne ba'ofen shayadei habishul hu machshir es hamachal hu metaklon achil. Isa b'osa b'cholof. Isa v'heter, chazal say, kulas bishul, yesh b'kocha lahaflit tam mechaticha so iser. Where's this come from? The first fundamental Mishnah, Kiditnan, Yerach Tzalevav Mebeiz, Yerach Shiniz Bashal Bogid, Im Yesh Bo Benos and Tamar. It's also, you see, clear in the Mishnah, that Bishul doesn't just create cooking, which is also on Shabbos, but Bishul transfers taste. And to use the words and translate them precisely, the Bishul is maflit. Who wants to give a precise translation of the word maflit? What does maflit mean? What? Emit? Well, maflit is hifil. Polat may be emit. But maflit means to use plain language, to pull out. Huh? Wants to give a more fancy term? Whatever it is, to extract. That's what I was looking for. That's what I was in mind. Extract. Thank you so much. That's what I was trying to come up with. Extract. Maflit is to extract, and what does it do? It's maflit. Ula havliya. What is la havliya?
Insert.
Or to have it absorbed, but it's to swallow. But it was a little bit to swallow. So it extracts it from A, and I don't think absorbed is a transitive verb, but has it absorbed into B. There must be a word that's a better one, but you'll figure it out. It extracts it from A, and enables it to be swallowed up, lavliya from bolea into B. Is it clear? Here you have the case. You cook the yerach with the giranasha. By the cooking, the taste came out of the giranasha, if you hold yesh giranos in tam, and gets pushed into the side of beef, into the yerach. Oh! Mefurish, yerach in his bashel. Oh! So bishul and blia/plata seem to go together. Fine. Gabi Bishul b'Shabbos, Yesh Klolim b'Gemara v'Poskim, Ma Yesh b'Kochol l'Vashel, Ma Ein b'Kochol l'Vashel. The Rishon of v'Poskim Donu, Hayim Klolei Bishul l'Gabi Issa v'Heter, Shavim l'Klolei Bishul ha'Yosta b'Shabbos, O Sheshofanim, She'ein b'Kochol l'Vashel l'Gabi Shabbos. Aval yesh b'kocho lahavliya ulahaflit. Or maybe even fakert. Maybe there's a case where what? There is bishul b'shabbos, but it's not mafleh mavliya in theory. Okay, let's go through the klal by Shabbos. We paskin, as we all know, kli rishon mevashel afilu behusa mehaesh u'tnan. Again, we call this mishnayis. Shabbos membeis ha'ilfis v'akdeira shevira nirusochin, which means you took it off the fire. Hot. This is a pan or a pot which is hot, no longer on the fire. Lo yiten nirusochin tavlin. You can't put spices inside. Some things like bistro de tura, very tough meat, some say even salt, is not cooked in the klivisha unless it's actually still on the fire. That's exception. Das Ramban in Avodah Zarah, and the Ran there, and in Shabbos Perakira. Lufia Yerushalmi, we should discuss this at great length last time. Min haTorah ein mevashel kshaur mahalech tachtov. Umad she'osel levashel beklivishin shehusa mehaesh. And our chokah mid the rabbanon. Wow. It says, look in the gra, you'd give him. Rabbo said, move away from the screen, please. We like to have some, at least a couple of svarim. Open, please, to the Vilna Gaon, Kuf Hei, Sifkoton, Yud Gimel, on the Maram HaKomis. The gra, Simon Kuf Hei, Sifkoton, Yud Gimel. You may recall the expression of the Rishalmi, if you have a good memory, that we saw quoted over here, and we learned the sugas here in Chulin. Asu harchaka l'klirishin. What does it mean? Asu harchaka l'klirishin. What do the words mean? Okay, so if he will go away from the screen for a while and open the Shulchan Aruch with this Gra Yud Gimel, is a very significant chazar of this whole sugya. Let's take a look and see if base. Chom shel klirishin shayad soledes bo mevashel. So kli rishon rabosai is a gemara on Shabbos, which is beferish kli sheni einam bavashim. Before she gemara rabosai kli sheni einam bavashim. Gemara also seems to say, what's the definition of heat for cooking? Yad soledes bo. Hence, based on gemaras and mesechta Shabbos, okay, take a look at the beragola. What does it say? Chom shel kli rishon Shabbos memem mitbeis. Shayad soled as well. He quotes over here from the Torah Sabayas of the Rashba, but it's the source of Yad. That's also Gemara Shabbos Memamid Beis, the same Amud where this Shir is quoted. It's too hot to touch. Mevashel v'Oser. Oh, the same as it's Mevashel. So too in Asers in Yoredeya. That's a submission in the Tzadiv of Amud Beis and Chum, which you saw. Avachom shel klisheni ain't a Mevashel. That's a Mefurash Gemara. Now, but that's that's Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Yisur v'Heta now. Says the Mechaber, V'yesh Omrim Shegam Kain Eino Maflit V'lo Mavliya. That Bishul and Bliya go together. If it's not Mavashel, it's not Maflit, it's not Mavliya. It's all or nothing. V'yesh Omrim Demikol Makom Hu Maflit U Mavliya. The Oser Kidei Klipo. Some say it impacts on the Kidei Klipo. We know that's Shir Kidei Klipo from recently. The Roy Lochush says the Mechaber. It's Kidei to be Choshesh Lizoral Bedavel Chatchila. Abba Bediyevet Mutta Belo Klipo Vadocho V'yamasag. Stop. Says the Ramo. Ayan Liel Simon Samaches. Tzadi Beis, Tzadi Hey, woo! Three places, unusual for the rabbis to say this. Nizbaru dine klisheni ve'irui. Klisheni, the Ramah also is Mekel, as the Mechaber is. And Irui, we had a lot of discussion back in Tzadi Aleph about Irui. The Machlokas Gedoli HaRishon, let's chazer again who holds what. The Rashbam is the famous Mekel by Irui. And the Rabbeinu Tam, his brother, is the Machmer by Iri. Rashbam holds that Iri asks nothing. So it would appear. And the Rabbeinu Tam says it does ask. How much does it ask? The conflicting versions of the Rabbeinu Tam. Some say it asks everything, straight through. And some say no. The reason why Iri Asis is based on the Gemara in Psochem Ayin Vavam and Aleph. Ademekele Bola. Yavshla Bola Purta. How much Kolev, Klipa. So therefore, the prevailing view in Shulchan Aruch, if you recall, Rabosai, Samaches, we never learned together. But Tzadi Beis, we certainly did. And in Tzadi Beis, let's turn back to Tzadi Beis and see to what the Ramo is referring. He says, look back in Simen Tzadi Beis. All right, so we have to look it up and see what it says in Simen Tzadi Beis. Let's take a look, Simen Tzadi Beis and the Ramo in Sif Zion. That's what he's referring to, just briefly. Simen Tzadi Beis, Sif Zion. Read the Ramo. V'im nishpa cholav o sharisa roseach al gabi karka v'mir v'lov kadeira chama im masha nishpach eino eitz alo eish l'abrak ha-klisheni v'lochein ha-kadeira asura d'boleak tzas. Okay, a little bit v'atav shel mutter t'tatoa gova. And then he says later on, the Rama, the Ein Irui Oserakidei Klipa. That's the key line. We pass in the middle view. The Rashbam says it asks everything. It asks nothing, rather. We don't accept it. Others say it asks everything. We don't accept that either. What do we accept? Halacha Lamaisa. It asks a Kidei Klipa. Where does that concept come from? Why? Why should it aser a kedei klipa? Where does this come from? The answer is, the Rashbam is quoted as saying, Iwi does not aser because tatogavar. So the response to that is, yeah, that's very nice tatogavar. It's a mefurish gemar psochem ayin vav, that even tatogavar, but ademekele bola purta kedei klipa. This is the in-between view. Rabbi, say everything with me so far? Good. So far, so good. B'siyat ha-dishmai. Back to Simon Kufay. Back to Kufay. Yes?
Side question. Is there a difference between Yad Soledisbon and Yad Nichvesbo?
Very good question. Yad Nichvesbo is not found anywhere in Shas Bavli. Doesn't exist a concept. Either it's there's only one cutoff point called Yad Soledisbo. In Yushalmi, they seem to hold of a higher level called Yad Nichvesbo. Soledis means it is you recoil, your hand recoils from the heat. And nichves means it's scalded by the heat. That's still a much higher level of temperature. I can't think exactly what it is. Maybe look up on your computer. How hot must water be to scald my hand? Not just to make my hand recoil. We discussed this at some length earlier this year. Remember we had the question with the showers, how hot the showers when you want it too hot. No, did we discuss it? We didn't discuss it? But we did. Rabosai, I'm told that here in the gym or the pool there's a shower which has a digital readout. Is that true? No one takes showers here? What's the sheesh? Is that correct? No one's ever been in that no one exercises with
in the locker room?
There's no someone told me they have it in either. I don't know. Somewhere in one of those pool gym something, they told me there's a shower which has a digital readout.
Not here.
I guess I was misinformed. I don't know. Sorry. Okay. Has anyone ever seen one of those things with the digital readout on the shower? You've seen it, yeah? How hot is your shower?
Like 110.
110. Very good. Beautiful. Shlomo Zalman said that he thinks that Yad Soledisbo is 113. Not less than 113. Because that's... How do you bring a riot? Because a goose, right, a goose. There's a discussion in the post, we'll get to it a little bit later on, that chom beis hashchita is less than Yad Soledisbo, as the Rashba says. And a goose, when you shecht it, Rav Shlomo Zalman knows, he's a man who knows the world, told him it's 45 degrees. What is 45 degrees centigrade? It's exactly 113 Fahrenheit. So Shlomo Zalman says, although there were those in Eretz Yisrael who said Yad Soledisbo is what they called Yiddish 40 grad. What does 40 grad mean? 40 degrees. What's 40 degrees? 104. Shlemazan want to be a Mekel, and up it, not from Fertzik Rad, but to Finifin Fertzik Rad, 45 degrees, which is 113. His raya is from the goose, and my raya is that Axe goes to a shower, 110 degrees, and it says in the Rashba, you don't wash yourself in water, so Yatzal Ledesbo. So 110, presumably, is less than Yatzal Ledesbo. Okay? Kain Nira, Rav Shlomo, we like Rav Shlomo Zalmas, 113, some say 120, that's already pushing it. And Rav Moshe himself, even though he says that 110, he had to be Machmer for, so Rav Moshe said, that's which is Rav Shlomo Zalmas, to give you three more degrees, okay. Okay, let's have a digital readout. So let's say the Machmer up to 110, but let's say you want to make sure to have to let us go, Lekula. What do you mean Lekula? Let's say it's that hot on Shabbos, so then you can ain't bishul lach a bishul on Shabbos. Or, for example, it's yayin mevushel. So yayin mevushel, if a guy touches it, it's not, I in my house, I only have yayin mevushel. I don't know who's going to walk in. You have yayin mevushel. So what's mevushel? What's mevushel? So here's a dispute between the OU and the Tzelem Arav. That's why OU grape juice does not have the Tzelem Arav Zashkach. OU wine has it. It says Yain Mavushal, OU Tzelem Arav. That they cook, I think, to 212. Amish Luborlin. But the grape juice is only cooked at 160, like pasteurized. So according to the OU, that's called Mavushal. But the Tzelem will refuse it. He takes his name off. His name is not on the grape juice. That is not kosher. He doesn't view it as Yain Mavushal. So we assume it's for... So I said before, pasteurized. How hot is pasteurized? No, you know, on your computer, how hot is pasteurized? How hot is it? It's not 212. How hot is pasteurized? Tell me. I need to know. Is it a set amount for every liquid, or it changes from liquid to liquid? No. 70 degrees? That could be 70 degrees Celsius, centigrade. Doesn't say. How did you guys say? It takes so long for you to find it.
72
degrees centigrade. 72?
Centigrade.
What is that, Balaz?
That is
161. Rav Moshe said 160. Wow. Just about the same as the pasteurization is just over it. So if you pasteurize the grape juice, in one place Rav Moshe wanted to say 180. Whoa, that seems to be way out of... Even 160 sounds pretty high to me. But that's what Rav Moshe said. Between 110 and 160, if you machmer in both directions. And there is true, many posts are much more makel than that. Rav Binyamin Zilber, Zichron Levracha, he said, even if it reaches 50 degrees centigrade, we have a right to assume that's considered to be Yad Soled Espo, even the Kula, which is 122 degrees. Now, that's a pretty big Kula. According to Rabbi Aaron Kotler, till 120 is not Yad Soled Espo. So here he said there's only a shopping within 2 degrees. That's a little bit much. What was an afkamina, Rabbi Binyamin Zilber's case? A Shabbos urn. He started a tumma, which is a serious tumma out of Yom HaZeh. You have an urn which has an indicator on the side. An indicator on the side. And the indicator on the side tells you how many cups are left in the urn. You've all seen that, right? You know what I'm talking about? So he came up with the following chumrah. The water in the indicator, when you fill up the urn from the top. So the water goes, you know, fills it up, and there's a little tiny hole between the indicator and the main body of the urn. So this is the water, when it fills up, it just goes through that little tiny hole, and will go up, water seeks its own level, as high as in the indicator as the water is in the main body of the urn. Okay, you with me so far? So the Poskim said, wait a minute, the water in the indicator is not yet so let us well. Why? Because it's on the outside, it's not so well insulated, it's a separate entity. Connected only with a little tiny bit of a little hole. So now, when I take a cup of water to make tea on Shabbos, what happens? Everything goes down. Everything goes down. What does that mean, everything goes down? So therefore, a little bit part of the water which was in the indicator ends up where? Where? In the urn itself. Now you're cooking, you're over at Bishul B'Shabbos. So the Benjamin Zilber, I measured it, and the water in the indicator is 50 degrees. 122, Tiatso Lettuce Bow, so there's no problem. Shtei Tshuvos B'Dovah. Number one, are you so sure that 122 degrees Tiatso Lettuce Bow Is it so clear? Is that really so 100%? When Rabbi Aaron Cutler's quoted Rabbi Eider the Sefer, until 120 you don't have to worry about Yad Soledes Bo. At least should be a little suffix, at least a little bit higher than that. Number one. Number two, is not we're not learning Hilchos Shabbos now. In my opinion, and many poskim agree, if you have water which was hit Yad Soledes Bo, Naniach, and now you're raising it to a higher temperature on Shabbos, it's not allowed. Ein bishul achar bishul is only if the first bishul was mevushel the gamrei we pass. Hitting 122 is not mevushel the gamrei, because if you want to make tea, you want the water to be much hotter than 122. Much hotter. So that does it by two times. When I learned Shabbos, I have to, it's chatoa ni maska, I don't know what to say. We learned Shabbos in yeshiva. Bishul was the winter of 1981. And that's when the Sefer came out. So I told my wife, I'm afraid, I don't trust this 122 degrees. We know what you did, you're not going to believe this. I took out the indicator, but then there's a hole in the urn. So I took the same screw that was used to screw in the indicator, and I screwed it back myself. I don't think the urn was ever the same after that. I don't know what happened with that. Our present urn has no indicator. I'm going to get involved in Shilas. But there are many studies of the Hakel, but not only Hilchos Shabbos. This is just all part of this limud over here in Kuf Hesiv Beis of Yad Soledes Bo. Fine. Weiter. So, halacha l'maisa, that's apsak. Let's read the Gra here in Sifkot Yud Gimel. V'chein mashad b'rishami perek gimel de Shabbos u'perek out of the maisris ad heichad. Let's read together. Rav Yehuda, What's the Yeshomim? Is Yud Gimel saying it's not Mafin, it's not Mavliya? Let's read together. Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi, Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Ad Ketei Sheyinosun Yodol L'Socha V'hi Nichvis. I told you, Rishama is the word Nichvis. Hakol Modin B'Klisheni Shehu Mutter. Mutter means no matter how hard it is. Ma Ben Kli Rishon, Ma Ben Klisheni. Omer Rav Yossi Bar Bun. Kan hayad sholetes, v'kan ein yad sholetes. The word yad sholetes means ein yad sholetes. Ein yad sholetes means yad sholetes. It's not just a litvisha change from a samach to a shin over here. If your hand rules, means it's not recoiling. If your hand does not rule, means it is recoiling. That's pasha pshat nirsham. Omer aviyona kan v'kan ein yad sholetes. It's too hot to touch. You cannot leave your hand there. Elo. Asu harchaka likli rishon, velo asu harchaka likli sheni. What does harchaka mean? So the Ran and the Ramban assumed, it's a din de rabbanon. They assume, Rabbi Osai, that the kli rishon shelo al ha'esh is a de rabbanon, based upon this Yerushalmi. The Gaon has not finished yet. Omer Rav Mano hadein pincha de ozaya. Messiah la'aba, ahin pincha de grosa Messiah la'aba, at mefale me'asa li'asa, v'akadena roseach. What's alone? Korah shall always shall greasin, shul klisheni v'roseach, hu messiah l'rabbi yona, sheyad soledes b'klisheni, afiloch enim avashel. Period. Okay, so very good. We'll make a little bit klisheni that it's not mavashel no matter how hard it is. Just going through the Yerushalmi. Tosis and Shabbos, Membez and Membez quotes large chunks of this Yerushal. Right. Ma'olitein tavla milamatan velara salayim milamal. This is our shayla. Irui. Can you pour or not? If it's klirishin, you may not. If it's klisheni, you may. Guess what? It's a machlokes. Rabbi Yona amar osur, irui ke klirishinu. Chela de Rabbi Yona min ado. Echad shabishol. The echad she'iro l'socha roseh. Who remembers where this comes from? What mesechta? Remember? What's your memory, Rabbi Oz? We spent so much time in Tzadi Aleph. Mesechta Zvachim. Last week's parsha. Not 2 days ago, but before that. I know it's before Pesach. Parsha's Tzav. In Parsha's Tzav, you may have forgot already since then. In Parsha's Tzav, Shabbos HaGadol. I never asked Shabbos HaGadol to rush those who weren't here on Thursday. It reminds me. We'll volunteer for tomorrow to tell me. All right. So the it says over there that if you have a kli in which you cooked a carbon chadas in particular, so the Torah Kedoshah says that im b'kli nechoshes bushola u'morak v'shutaf v'mayim. Presumably you cook something in a pot, a metal pot, so you have to purge the metal pot however it's done. So the Gemara says, not only if you cooked in it, but if you poured into it. Oh! You see, klar, that pouring is like a kli rishon. So if you pour into this pot, it's as if you cooked in that pot, you risk a kli rishon. A riot to the opinion of Rabbi Yona, that you can't pour hot water over tavlin on Shabbos because it's considered bishul. Fine. Omer Rabbi Yossi Tamon, no. Kli cheres boleya. Maybe kli cheres absorbs. But tav neinim es bashi, ratzalama. Only ruik kli sheni. But tamon naisim eshem belua, ukli cheres bolei after kli sheni. Mashegan in Shabbos, sheisim eshem bishul. So there's no bishul by you. Ha heisir Rav Yosi Rabun, avatani after kli nechoshes came. If it's kli cheres, it's one thing. Maybe an exception to the rule. It's easier bolei than bishul. But kli nechoshes. Islon Meimar Kli Nechoshes Boleya. What's a Lomar? The Kli Nechoshes Vale Af Ein Boleya Bechli Sheni. And the Shmami no, the Iru Kikli Rishon. Period. So what do you see in the Rishami? The Iru is Kikli Rishon. Iru is Kikli Rishon. And that Bishl and Bliya go together. That's the whole assumption of the Rishami. Says the Rishami, Ma'o Lara Sima Kiluach, what's a Lomar? Whole of Akiluach Oroch Mitztanen is a lengthy stream and it gets cools off. Om Rabbi Chanina Berei, the Rabbi Hillel, no! Machlokas Rabbi Yon of Rabbi Yossi, or Tzaloma Toli Gamkein, the Machlokas Anal. We had three different pshat, and I'm going to go back to them right now, what it means. What's different about this than the original Shaila? Maybe it means it's Nifsik Alonisik Akiluach. Maybe it's a question of whether it's coming from a pot on the fire, which is off the fire. Three different shot, right? So far, Abosai, it seems clearly that Bliya and Bishul go together. Fine. Skipping a little bit. Eizu cholat barur kol shur malach tachtov. Eizu tavshul barur kol shur malach tachtov. Ratzalom. Abel Irui Afal Gav Shuka Kli Rishon Eino Ella. Catch this now. Shemavliya Umavlit. As it's further when it's welcome to the Hamid base. Balua below Bishul Rabosai. Masha Mikoze Shekli Sheni Af Ein Mavliya. What do you mean? It says the fact says Fakarat. We just got through saying that Kli Sheni, that they can't be Bliya without Bishul. So the impression conveyed by the Gross so far is when it comes to Irui, there's a discussion, can there be Bliya without Bishul, can it exist or not? But when it comes to Klisheni, forget about it. There's not even Bliya. There's not even Bliya. V'chein mucha b'yishami anal, daf klirishin dafka shayat, so let it bow. Mefurish. That's why the Shechonach is over here. Yat so let it bow. Kli Rishon says the Shulchan Aruch, even if it's no longer on the fire. I, Yerushalmi, now said, Kol Shurim Malach Tachlov, Nupsha Rabosai, look into the Gro. Ratzaloma, right before that little parenthesis of the Rashi script. You can see it. Those who look in the Gro Yud Gimel, we're almost done. Before the first parenthesis of the Rashi script. Ratzaloma, the Gro's Pshat, Bikli Shehoya Ha'or, Mahalech Tachtov. What does that mean? It was the low Karamban of Avodah Zarah Shnidduch Beferish Yerushalmi. V'chein Bechulin Shema Yala Be'ilfas Rishon Kuf Dalet, as we learned about this months and months ago. It's on a simple level, Rabosai. The Gemara and Kuf Dalet is saying no Gzeira the Gzeira. It's a Gzeira Otu Daraisa. What's a Daraisa? You put cheese in a pan of meat on a which is on the table, which was a kli rishon, which was once on the fire. You see, klar says the Gra, is bishul d'oraisa, in a pan which was on the fire, even though now it's on the table. That's the Gros Raya. That's a din d'oraisa. What's the harchoka? The harchoka is if it's taken off the fire, that maybe it's considered to be a harchoka. We'll see soon. That's the rice of the rabbanon. We'll see soon. Fine. Now, who disagrees with this? Who's the second Yesh Omrim? He doesn't decide who it is. Harashba Rabosai. Not some small person. The Rashba. What's his raya? Look at the Berak Olavov. Harashba, what did the Rashba say? That Mikomakon Klisheni Mafla Mavliya. Says the Rashba in the Berak Olavov. Bidin Chom Beis Hashchita. Chom Beis Hashchita. There is Bliya. Umidin Aksalim. Again, the flanks of the meat cause Bliya. This is not too hot to touch. Wait a minute. So the Rashba says that the chom of the Beis HaShchita is no less than a chom of Rabosai Kli Sheni. But chom Beis HaShchita is also not Yatzal Lenesbo even. Get the impression from the Rashba that just as he's Machmir, Kli Sheni has Bliya, so we should be Machmir that his Bliya even less than Yatzal Lenesbo. Take a look in the Pischei Tshuvas of Kotten Vov. Ayin Shachs of Kotten Ein, Shecholik al Marashal, Shemachmir Av She'ein Hayat Soledes Bo. How do you like that? How do you like that? But look at this next statement. It's incredible in the Pischei Tshuva. Ayin B'Tshuvas Beis Yaakov. Who wrote the Beis Yaakov? I'd like to know. Look it up for me. This is a 17th century author of the Beis Yaakov. Don't know what it is? There's a lot of Beis Yaakovs. You know, many authors who use it call the same. Who's this Beis Yaakov? Simen Chof. Sheposa Gadas Marashal. Shem Di Yerushalmi Mashma Kavaseh. What's the Yerushalmi? They made a harchaka. Presumably means even if it's less than Yatzal Edesbo. Ikepir Shashach with the Yerushalmi Kashe. Hamidino Hachihu. We'll see the Shach soon. It's learned some shot that it's a situation of a Kli Rishon which has Yatzal Edesbo, but it's off the fire. It's Medina. Ubal Shach Ba'atzmo Hodolo Ayin Shem. Oh man, he's a Shach's contemporary. He claimed that the Shach agreed to him. I don't believe it. If the Shach agreed to him, he should have written down in the Sfar that he changed his mind. You know what I mean? Great, like I agree to people sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Probably bothered the Shach long enough. Shach came, okay. You know what I mean? I don't think Shach really agree with him. Shach really would have had to amend the Shach. What is this? Okay. In any event, Rabbi Osai, there were those who wanted to be machmir like the Rashal, even less than Yatzal Edesbo. Ben Hefsed Meruba. That's not on the Yesh, then we can be making. That's the Pischei Tshuva. So it's a legitimate point of view, which is allegedly the Shach even agreed to later on. I trouble again, hard to believe. But this is what it says over here. Fine. Now, but the Rashba brought Rayas back to the Likut of the Gro, Yud Gimel. The Rayos HaRashba tells you where to look. Bayez Dalet Shar Aleph Bezam and Aleph in the standard print. Mimelicha the Bolea Kadei Klipa Ein Raya. Melicha is not so high. The Shani Melicha, Melich Shukero Sech the Tzli. Vasakla Dailach La Filiko Sech the Mavushal, that's a Kulo. I'm having it inside Zayman Beis. So that rise out. Verayoso, Mimasha Kosov, Chesim and Beis, Lolischa Kafla, etc. You're afraid you shouldn't carry things which were they're going to cause a believe, no, it's not so hot, too hot to touch. Hosam Hachi Perusho. Shema Yishar Achelev Alav V'Yimlach O'Yitzleimo, and that's going to cause a blia, not through heat, but through either salting, or later on it's going to roast it. For Ayosim Ashakosav V'Sakan Shel Goyim DeKolev Shani Sham Agav Ducha DeSakina DeBoleka DeKlipa V'Klishen DeBiakol. Look inside the Dal Zayin Nago, but otherwise there's no right. V'Kitzan Nimritz V'Bosai. This is a dispute, and the Vilna Gaon wants to say that the first opinion is correct. Oh. Fine. The Gemara at the end of Yudalit says that it's bolea afila beklisheni in the choshes torah hagola. That's the one opinion in Orach Chaim Hilchos Pesach as well. Keep going. Talk enough Hilchos Pesach. Ad kan Rabbi said a brief summary. We saw the Yerushalmi as a hemshech in Shabbos, which Tosfos omits, which may lead the Ran and the Ramban to their conclusion. But I don't want to go back there right now. Let's try to go back to this beautiful sefer and continue our chazara of these fundamentals. If you have any questions, feel free to raise your hand right now. The Gra says, Shchulan Kufdalit, the Gra's of Shalalos Gavina, Ubosar ala Shulchan, Shemayala ve Ilfis Rishon, Ubucha the Mevashal Menatara, Kam Chena El Esh. You know why? Because the Gemara says, we don't make Exera with Exera, and this Exera we do make. Ironically, there are many individuals, could be the Rambam and others, who say, no! The whole Gemara on Kufdalit is Exera with Exera. It is Exera L'Exera. Remember that we had a whole long discussion. The Ram said, So that's how the Ram and the Rashi would have to learn. So let's talk Exera L'Exera over there. Either Gemara, there's a different shot in the Gemara. Not for now. Look up. We spoke about it a long time ago. Way, way back. Fine. The Yerushalmi doesn't disagree. Kavanasa Shahoya Ha'ur Mahalech Tachtav Kodem L'Chein. Not that it's Davka on the fire now. It was on the fire. That's Ad kana, any questions so far? Basics. Good. The Gabi Klisheni, Mucha Bemish Shabbos Sham Shane Mavashim. Lachem Mutlas is Tavla Soch Kakar. Kena Begumar Memory Base, Klisheni Mavashim. Abel Yeshnam Dvorim Kale Abishal. Shem is Basham Gabi Klisheni. Shulchan Aruch Shinyut Chesef Hei. Shem Yesh Bishal Achar Afia. Also, Loss is Pas Afila Beklisheni. Biglal shul mavushul afilu b'klisheni, misbashul afilu b'klisheni. Shabbos out there. Melach misbashul afilu b'klisheni, got the one opinion. The Chazon Ish says, Ein kli rishon tanai be'ikar meleches bishul, because you have arayah kali bishul, you don't need it. Rak shekena mitzias, berov advarim, shen misbashul b'klisheni. Avodav arach, shen noach, Leave special and special for Klisheni. Yesh po bishul, ap for Klisheni. So he writes. Chazish has more than that. But mokum she Klisheni yasser, medina, gam Klishlishi yasser. So my Rebbe said. Rebbe said, the word Klisheni is found in Shas. You never heard of Klishlishi. There's Kli Rishon, and there's Kli 2 to infinity. As long as it's 2 at the touch, it's called a Klisheni. Against the conventional wisdom. But the Chazon Ish held that way, my Rebbe held that way. Vein mokom mechalik beinehem, since Sheini Shlishi Revi. Vein adova tole ala bechoma mayim. Ala shaladai to Chazon Ish, he sounds like a big machmer, not so fast. Kol advarim shmachmirim mikli Sheini, mishum Sheini du bekiyim behem, af heim mikali abishul, eino mikir adin ala chumra, v'nogolacha mikli Sheini, nogol mikli Shlishi. Mashu ve'emes mikali abishul, and mokal mechalibo ben klisheni l'shlish. Since klisheni is only a chumra, generally speaking, and never shows the chumra and klishlishi. But it's mikir adin, sheni and shlishi are all the same. Any questions? Again, it's chazar. So we just remember reviewing things we spoke a long time about months ago. Gabe iru mikli rishon mevashel b'shabes nechleku Rabbi Natan Rashban. Tosu Shalas ben Beis Amid Beis, Avodah Zorah and Dal Beis, Zochem Fasad Hebid Beis. L'das Rashbam, Eina Mavashel, Umutu Laros Afilu Iwi, Shlo Nifzuk Akiluach, which is stronger, it's an uninterrupted flow. You let it pour, no problem, no consequence. Das Rabbeinu Tam is big brother, Iwi Mavashel. Might have to meet him. V'yesh Bazanidon Im Hainu Davka V'Iwi, Shlo Nifzuk Akiluach, Ogam V'Iwi Shen Nifzak. Look on the Ryan and Shabbos and Tosfos and Zoch. I can't show it in Tzidchul, it's hardly found. There's a connection between these two, we're not going into it right now. Rabbo, say anyone? You got it so far? Everyone has it? Yes? Klevishin Mevashel, Kishen and not Mevashel. Iri is a machloikas. Some say Mevashel completely, some Mevashel Kadei Klipa, some not Mevashel at all. That's the Rashbam sheet, not a Mavashil at all. And the other sheet that says Mavashil the Klipa or Bekula. And with me so far, all this is Bishul B'Shabbos. Let's now turn our attention to what we call Yoredeya. We'll call Yoredeya. Piece of a Heta. What's it in? What's the halach? What is the halach? What's it in? Take a look together. Let's take a look together. Before that, I want to read you from the Tziyunim. Whoever has the Bari HaShulchan, turn to the Tziyunim, Simon Kufay, Sivkotin, Tzadi Gimel. We'll get to it later on here, but let's just see it right now. It's on page... Reish Samach Beis. It's going on now, Sif. Chom Shal Kli Rishon Sheyatzel Lesbo Mivasha. First few words of Sif Beis. Says the Bari HaShulchan Os Lamed. How hot is that? Till 45 malos Celsius, which is 113 Fahrenheit. It's not Yasleh. It's Kulo. Why Kulo? Says the Bari HaShulchan. V'yapsar shor shehu kosher, and it's not cooked except for cremation on the fire, as we mentioned a few minutes ago. Dino kasharochem in pleios of platus. Afal gav the omer b'gemara, and it was bashar b'klirishin shusam yareish. So we said earlier. Look also in tziyunim. What is saying in tziyunim? Look what he says. Yesh lachkar. It's the last line of page Reish Samach Beis. Im neima kein ledina gam lekula chagon shenafal isur lekdeira shen b'shishim. Maybe no. Sar Shor is like a different world that doesn't absorb. Won't count close to 60. That's what he's suggesting over here in the Tziyunin. Oh, that's a tremendous chumrah. If that should be true. Let's go back there, Rabosai. Let's go back. So we have Rabosai, this Nakuda. Rabosai, this Nakuda about cliche. Now, an important yourself. And that is as follows. This is we're getting into the thick of the sugya right now. We said before that according to the simple pshat in the Rishama that was quoted by the Gra, Bliya and Bishul go together. Klisheni ena mevashel, there's no Bliya. Pochos miatzlez without mevashel, there's no Bliya. That's a simple sheet of Shita Satosis that goes Hobo Atalia. That's how the Mechaba Paskins may get right in. You need Klirishin, you need Atzeletisbo. That's his pshat. Fine. And what about Irui? So Machlekes in two places, Rabosai. Two places. What are the two places? What are they fighting about? A, may you pour hot water over spices. Rashbam says yes, and Tosa says no. Number two, may you pour boiling water over a non-kasher chicken. Non-kasher chickens, so if you put boiling water over it, it's going to mix up the blood from place to place. I call it from molecule to molecule, because it's very small in the chicken. And once the blood is moved from its original habitat to another place, we pass in halacha, it's not going to come out with salting. So therefore, if you poured boiling water from a kettle on top of an unsalted chicken, according to the Rabbi Natam, that chicken is fit for the garbage. Why? Every mashu of that chicken absorbed blood from the nearby molecule, can't come out with kashering, got thrown in the garbage. Iwi mafsu no mavliya, kadek lipa. The Rashbam says no. The Rashbam says no. It's not true. The Farshim is against Rashbam. Rabbeinu Shalom, you never learned Pesachim Rashbam. Mor says, Chama Tov Tzonon, Adam Mekele Bola, you require a Kadei Klippos here too. What's the difference? Oh, take a look over here. Where are we? Did we do this yet? No. We left off here? I'm trying to. Where did we leave off? Somewhere here? Let's pick up over here. Bishla la'esh, Master of Abdias. That's the Mishnah. Klivish, Husamea Aish. What's it then? Psachim Ayin Vav. Tzonen shenafel atol cham or cham atol tzonen. Nechu Rav Shmuel lo gavet atol gava. Kosev Aran. The machloksam. Be often shehusa meha eish. Ela shadayin ucham. Still hot. Yes, a lettuce bowl. Shema. Echon mehem alo eish. Vare shugovra tzonen b'chol ofen. That means not for sure. It's an elementary fact. Umuchach. The gam kli rishin. Shuhusa meha eish, yesh bekocho, lahafzul lavliya. See, Clara from the Ran. The machlokas is referring to a case of klirishin shalo ala eish, and smachzul mavliya appropriately. Kulo, netila, mitzoso, cham, tzona, tatog, aloha, etc., etc. Fine. Black and white. Venera, tafilu bistra de tura, shenem izbashel el ala eish, mikongolin blias, platus, jinukashar ochlin. Shemachlum avliya gamakli rishon shein ala eish psachim sham basa shenafel l'tol cholav shebolem after bo. Never said what kind of basa it is. Bari al shulchan is I'm not 100% sure of this. He says miachar v'kli rishon yesh v'koch bishul d'gabi rov dvorim yesh v'koch after the avliya after psach shein basa shein is bashal bo. Which again in tzadik gimel he's not he's mesupik going to see you. Mashish makom iyun hu beklisheni shabbos ena mevashel haim yesh bekochol after mavliya osha dvaram tliyum zebezeh toisin rush didn't discuss it beferish, but you see from the reyam bechol makom mashma daha beha talya, it's correct v'meina mevashel gameno mafel mavliya beferish that way. Derash bav rabbeinu tam nechlu betarte one. Han iru mevashel b'shabbos, you pour water over some spices, and B and two, haimutu limlogas atarnegolos, are they iru? Can you pour boiling water to pluck the feathers off of this chicken even before you salted it and kashed it? That's a Rashbam. The iru ainam mevashel b'shabbos. V'lechein gamutu limlogas atarnegolos, are they iru? Period. The Rashbam is that iru is klisheni. I made a time sober. No! Iru mevashel on Shabbos, it's also. Chen also the milk of the town of Golis. Mucha the hobo hotayo. Till the Rashbam. Ho will the Iru and the mevashel. Gamelo koach lafis adami town of Golis. Yeah. I made a time. Ho will mevashel. Look in the shlo gam koach lafis adami town of Golis. Lafis will have Leo. Fizeb chlisheni the chuliam and mevashel. Elo gam koach lafel of liat hobo hatayet. Tosa says no way. Correct. The problem is all the Rashbam do with the Gemara Pesachim. Rebbeinu Shalom, Adam Mekalei Bola Kadei Klipa. Rebbeinu Shalom, what's Rashbam going to do with this? All the Rashbam do enough for the Gemara in Pesachim I involve Adam Mekalei Bola. That's exactly what Tosa and Shabbos quoted from Beis to prove that the Rashbam is wrong. At least the Kadei Klipa, there is a blia. Maybe the Kakash. Watch this now. Watch. Uve emes bepirish orach me'ashach omen al zeh. Rabbo say, how many of you have the orach me'ashach in the back? Or on the side and the bottom? Who has it? Does the green Gemara, the green Shulchan Aruch have it? I'd much like to see it. If the green has it, I wish you could see it. How much have I had it? Shach want to save her oruch, you know, low hand, some of the pulpulum, not printed in the regular shach. It's in the green, yeah? Okay, very good. It's in the green. So you have to look it up right over here. In Simon Kufay in the green. I'm not sure it's in the black that I have. I have a fancy one, but I'm not sure it's here. I have it in mind too. You have it in the green, right? Okay, whatever page it is, good. Look it up. I'm afraid to say you have it and I don't have it. You might have a fancy shulchan than you. You know why? They put it with the tour. That's why. And this shulchan, they group it together with the tour. The tour, like a Moshe Aruch, Shacha Aruch. That's why they didn't print it here in the shulchan Aruch. What does it say over there? You'll see soon what it says. I can't read it to you. I don't have it in front of me. But I will give you the summation from over here, because we do have it in front of us. Watch this. Uve emes bepirish ha'aruch mishach omen ozeh. Because of lefir ashban tricholoma. Av shabo leakadei klipa mikomakom en mevashel klal tiyash chilek ben bliya bishl. Oh, the Rashbam holds like the Rashba. The Rashba by klisheni bliya without bishl. So the Rashbam doesn't one ups him. The Rashbam says even Eroi does be a bliya below bishl. Okay, so it's a bigger kula in Hilchos Bishl. The Rashbam, but it's fundamentally found the Rashba. So says the Shach and the Pirush Aruch. Fine. But Tarnagolas. That's not Bishul. Umash Rashbam hitilim logos Tarnagolas. Mishum. Watch this now. The Kol Sheinu Mevashel, which is not according to the Rashbam. Ein Bekocho Lahaflit Ulahavliya Kiachas. Can't do both at the same time. Aval yesh b'kocho ol ha'aflet ol ha'avliya kivu b'gmor p'sochim ayin gam b'shach kan sivkot n'hei. Take a look, Rabbi say mitzvah l'shmoa. Look at the shach simen kuf hei sivkot n'hei. Rabbi say I talk about a chazara. The shach is going to do a chazara shiur for us now on everything. Let's read the shach. Rabbi say be patient. We'll do a chazara with the shach. There's no better way to be tachaz than look at the shach. Look. Pirish. Afilu hu davar shadakal adicho achakach toz mutal anicho agave irsat sonen kedilei alvei shemit sari aleph mikom akom hokish nizor b'zachatil b'davar zeh v'sifri ha'oruch here herachti v'dine iroi v'klisheni v'kan echto v'tachlis ha'kitzer, as short as you can imagine. Rebbe says, how long is Sifkot Nei? Two pages, right? As short as tachlis ha'kitzer, as short as you can imagine the dinner. That's Rashbam quoted in Tosis and Zvachim and in Shabbos and the Rosh in Shabbos and the Ryan in Shabbos and the Mordechai in Shabbos and Avodah Zarah and Agos Hashem Avodah Zarah and the Sefer Truma Shlam Gimel, nowhere in Chul. I want to show you that none of these sources are in Chul. The Irui Kiklisheni Ve'eina Mevashel V'chein Eino Maflid U'mavliya Ke'echod K'mo Klisheni Mavliya. It is. So Mefurash Gemara in Pesach Amayin Vav Ademekele Bola Purta. Purta means a Kedek Klipa. So the Chiddush of the Shach over here is something which has, I thought, was a Dava Poshet, and it's part of what I call the orthodoxy of the Aradea. I thought the Shach is, the Marashal said it earlier, and I thought everyone's Korea Mishtachave to the Shach and the Marashal. So I joined the group as Korea Mishtachave. We'll see later today or tomorrow that there's a whole opposition out there that rejects the Shach and the Marashal. See so? V'das Rabbeinu Tam Sheviyu Kol Halach Poskim L'Shem T'iru Mevashel K'dei Klipa K'lo Kli Rishon V'uchad Das Rashbam T'mikol Makom Iru Mavliya K'dei Klipa. Why? Who said so? K'gon Im Iru Isur Roseach Al Heter O Cholav Agabei Basa Ose K'dei Klipa. Has to be to Mefurash Gemara Zvach and Pesach Amayin Vav Sugat Tato Agobah. Can't do both. What does it mean in Tarnagolas? The way to make it a problem in Tarnagolas is if I take hot water and the hot water pulls blood from this capillary and puts it into the next one. What we said before, it extracts it from one capillary and has it absorbed in the adjacent one. No, it's not. That's what the Rashbam allowed it. But he agrees that there is Blia or Plata, not both. Blia or Plata by Irud. Wow. Kamuchu Dasa Rashvan, the Klishen Enem of Aflia, Klal Afidu Eklipa. Fine. Rabbi Natam says, no. Irud Kamosh Enem of Vashel, Bakulo, Kenem Avlia, Bakulo. Goes together. Against the Marsha. Different versions of the Rabbi Natam. And he says, Klisheni Enem of Lia Kadeklipa. Nothing. Only Irui. Tim Kane Das Kola Poskin Delia, La Smag, Holy Rabbi Natam. Against the Marshal. The Marshal. No. We pass Klisheni of Lia Klal. That's how the Rav passes the Torah's Chatas. Problem is, I keep talking about Hichos Pesach, but Tema. The Bahago Beorachaim Reish Simitof Nunal Mashma the Sova the Klicheres Shenestamish Bechomets Beklisheni Asur. Why also Klisheni? Ulai Shem Chumah the Chomets Nagavay. Yeah, Pesach of crazy Chomets. Says the Shach. Although I'm the biggest believer that Klisheni is Mutter, I'm fighting against the Mashal, against the Taz. I concede by Klicheres. Bekomakom Yesh Lahachmir the less of the Klicheres. Pemokon shein efsa kol kach. Peshgam shiramban v'rashbo. Sovrim de afilu b'kli nechoshes mavliya. As we saw in the Gro. V'gam yesh poskim. Afal gadda b'kli sheni enim avashal. Mikomakon mavliya u maflit. Is that correct? Mavliya u maflit, both? Both? There's a horror here on the side. The word mikomakom. Do you have mikomakom in brackets, yes or no? The other word in the shach. The other word mikomakom, mem mem. Is it there or not there? Are you following me? That's you have it in brackets?
No.
No. So it reads as follows. The gam. Yesh poskim de afal gab de klisheni enim avashel mavliya o maflit. Without mikomakom. On the side it says, mikomakom were added in Maduras Vilna. But in other svarim it says, afal gab de klisheni eno mavliya. Afal gab klisheni eno mavliya o maflit. Take a look at mavashel. Different gears. Wow. Again, some of the klisheni is different. We're more mach about klisheni. Fine. Aval akoponim. Ein less a kulo be klisheni. You want to be mach about klisheni? Chen dvar machal yesh liklo for mokon shen efsa kolkach. Very nice. Asa by klicheres. Require a kadei klipa by klisheni. Asa everything? Everything? No, can't do that. No, we don't understand the Marshal. In the Tshuva, he says, Klei Klipa. But in Yam Shel Shlomo, Kol HaBosar, Simen Samech, Chesed, Ayin Aleph, he wants to ask a Kulo. Can't be. The Bach, Machmi Yoser, the Klisheni, Mafnu Mavliya Ki Echod, V'yoser Kulo. Whoa! Hutamua. Doesn't like it at all. Doesn't like it. Doesn't like it. So the Marshal says in one place it asks everything, which he doesn't like. The Bach goes further and says it asks Klisheni, not as Iri asks everything, but even Klisheni asks everything. That's wild. Tamua. And on Kaimel and the Chumra, the Iri Klirishin, Mevashka, the Klipa. So Shabbos, Pasa Becholam is also for the Klipa. Vafilu be'irui shenifsa kakiluach rabosai mavliya miyach edai klipa l'chuli alma k'mo shekotzu ha'poskin based on Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav. Remember Pesachim Ayin Vav, rabosai? Who remembers Pesachim Ayin Vav? I think the time has come to open Pesachim Ayin Vav. You don't have Pesachim in front of you, we have the Rif. Please turn, we have to see this, we have to refresh our memories. The Rif quotes the sugya of Tator Govar. Who remembers what page it's on in Dapa Yerif? Anyone have a good memory? Where's Tator Govar and Dapa Yerif? Of course, it was a good memory. Anybody? Where is it? Who remembers what page it was? Tatar Law Governor on the Rift. Kuf Chaf Aleph in our print. Mem Aleph and Aleph in the old print. Let's look inside. We have to see what it says. Garcinin Beperek Kesa Tolmas HaPesach. Oh, Besolim Chodesh Nisim. Pesach Amai Hemibes Itma. Cham Atol Cham Deri Akol Asim. Tzonu Tzok Tzonu Deri Akol Mut. Cham Atol Tzonu 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 Cham. Rava Ova Ilog Ova Shulam Ota Tog Ova. Rabbi, he skips the whole sugya. Tanya Kavasei Tishmuel. And he quotes a bunch of riots to Shmuel. When the Gemara proves Shmuel, Frek the Gemara, Rabosai, Cham Atol Tzonu Mediach. Ad-a-make-a-lay maker bola uklipa mealy boy. You're right. Kolev. That's the sugya sagamara. Says it twice in two different prices. You need kadei klipa. It's a chumafurish gemara past tatoga. You need a kadei klipa. What did the Rashbam do with this gemara? The Rashbam, he quoted an answer that did the shach. Yeah. Blia kadei klipa, yes. But no bishul. Aye. Why is maliga allowed? There's no bishul, it's not Shabbos issue, it's a Yoredei issue. The answer is, no. Our Gemara says there's Belia. There may even be Plata. But Mafudu Mavliya Ki Echad, take the blood from one capillary into the adjacent one, that cannot be done by Irui. So Shita Terashbam, as the Shach understood it, Rabosai. Everyone see so far what's going on? I just wanted to see the Gemara and something. I have to re-quote it over here, not to be too removed from the Gemara proper. We're almost out of time. Let's go a little bit further. A little bit further. Has a shach no? Nefsega kiluach. We saw the word nataf. The word nataf implied for us is talking about a drip drip. Fine. Afal gav de medivi harav, the Ramah. Simon Samaches, if you'll ever look it up. Nira. Dim iru mikli rishon al atanagolas lemolga v'nifzak akiluach ein sarach afilu klipa. Yeah, haynu mishum de eno maflit umavliya ki echad avu mikomakom mavliya. Tosis and Zvachim says the same thing, and the Rana Avodah Zorah says the same thing. Okay, that's what he says. The shach mi uvada isagi v'klipa in mavliya yoseh. The poskim say in Sadi Alav Dal b'chol erev osech shnafal b'basa tzonim to kol erev basa v'mutter shach ketzat tzolin v'chol chom yatzol lesbo. Less than that, forget about it. Doesn't answer anything, nothing. But the marshal said, "I'm afraid to be makel b'kli rishon shomer aleish kol zman shiatzol lesbo. I feel ain't yatzol lesbo. Also harachokol b'kli rishon. He understands that harachokol b'kli rishon means even it's less than yatzol lesbo." He's wrong. The Rishalmi says, Harchokol leklirishim, she'ein ayad sholetisbo. What does that mean? That's yad sholetisbo. But yad sholetisbo? There's no harchokol. That's kamas haposkim. So therefore, this marshal is a pele. Tzorach lomar, besvirle, afal pi, she'ein ayad sholetisbo, nonetheless, mavliya kedei klipa. All right, even though the Shach doesn't like it, you want to be machmir, even though the Shach posts on Nirikain, that's the way he defends this opinion. So, wow, there are machmir min cliche, there are machmir min less than yatzal lettuce bow, but the Shach doesn't like either of them. But he concedes a little bit that maybe we should be make a chumra of the marshal if there's no hefsid. Maybe. But both said we just scratched the surface of this chazara. Tomorrow we'll have to continue with the chazara, both in the sense of reviewing the old, and chazar in the sense of retracting and doing new things which were not what we said last time around. Okay.